Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. I'm on internet, I'm on radio, I'm going on down there into Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm going to pick up Block Talk Radio. Derek Oliver is my host. Amen. I have a brother who will be on with me today. That's Brother Tim Jackson over in Dallas, Texas. He won't be on with me today, but this afternoon when I come back on at 5 to 7, he'll be on with me. So glad to have you this morning with me. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that is, the one that was, and the one to come, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father, so glad to be able to share with you the glorious gospel of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's good news. The only good news that I know is Jesus Christ died and rose again, came back from the dead, ascended into heaven, been gone from this planet for 2,000 years. And guess what? He's coming back again to get a church. I said a church. I'm talking about his church, not my church, not your church, but his church. What is the church? Church is born-again believers that have been baptized with the Holy Ghost, called out of the world, but yet is in the world. Not of it, but in it. Amen. And to be in it, it means you're doing what the world says. But be of it. Amen. You're not of it, but you're in it. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, that you will be able to be blessed from the word of God this afternoon, this evening. In the name of Jesus, let's bow our heads before we go into the word of God. Father, we come to you one more time. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. You woke us up this morning in our right mind. The blood is still running warm in our veins. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you did 2,000 years ago. You suffered and died on Calvary's cross for our sins, that we wouldn't have to die and go to hell. Woo, my God, you don't want to go to hell. Amen. I know you don't hear this kind of preaching on Sunday morning, but man, I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach the word of God. I come out of the word of God. I live by the word of God. I thank the word of God. I love the word of God because that's the only thing that can keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Amen. We are coming from Warren, Ohio. I've been on this broadcast for since 2006, and this will be about 15 years, maybe 13 years. I haven't made an accurate count, but I've been preaching the gospel for 57 years, amen, telling the world, trying to tell the world, amen, this is Jesus that I'm talking about, this Jesus of the ions, of the eons, this Jesus that's the Son of God, God in the flesh. That's who Jesus is. If you don't know nothing else, Jesus Christ is God Almighty. If anybody come to you any other doctrine other than this one, they are liars. They are antichrists. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, I come in my Father's name. I in the Father in me. He said, whatever you see me do, it's not I that does it, but the Father that's in me. Amen. Born of a Virgin Mary. Woo! 2,000 years ago. Amen. Born in Bethlehem of Judea, came down to on this planet. Now, there's only 9 planets, and this is the 3rd planet from the sun. Amen. The S-U-N. Amen. And Jesus Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago, and he died on Calvary's cross. He died for your sin. Why did he die? Because all men are born sinners. I don't care who you are. I don't care how white you are, how black you are, how smart you are. Education ain't got nothing to do with your salvation. Amen. You can have the best education in the world. Amen. Still and die and go to hell. Why? Because you refuse. You refuse. You deny. You reject. You want to live your own life. You don't want to live for Christ. You want to live like the world live. You want to do what the world do. And since you want to do what the world do, guess what happened? Amen. If you don't come to Christ before you die, the greatest sin that a man could commit, the greatest sin that a man commit is that he reject Jesus Christ and die. And guess what he's going? He's going to hell because he has to pay for his own sins. He has to pay for his own sins. I'm not going to pay for my own sin. I can't pay for my own sin. Somebody got to pay for my sin. Nobody can do it but Jesus Christ. Why? Because he was God Almighty in the flesh, born sinless, sinless, no sin, no sin at all, perfect Son of God, born of a virgin Mary, raised in Nazareth, stayed on the earth for 33.5 years, and then he ascended to heaven, and he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for my, for you, for me, and I'm coming back again, and let me tell you something, he's coming back again, and sooner than you think he is. Woo, it's so close, man. I can't hardly explain how far I got to go back to get you ahead of time and let you know exactly where we at. We're at the time of the end time. We're at the time of the end of the age. Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back to get a church, not the Baptist church, not the Methodist church, not the Catholic church. He's not coming to get that. He's coming to get his church. And you can only be in his church by being born again, born again, born of this through what? Through his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You've got to have Jesus Christ in your life before you can even think about going to heaven. You got to have him. You got to know him in the pardon of your sins. A lot of people say, well, you got to live holy. Yes, you got to live holy. Holy what? Not your holiness, because some people living, they're trying to live holy on their own. But you can't live holy on. The only way you can be sanctified and cleansed is through the blood of Jesus Christ. So when you accept Jesus Christ, your spirit, your soul, amen, is made holy by the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. So it's not by works. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't do nothing for on your own to get to heaven. You can't do that. Jesus Christ did it all, A-L-L, all of it. Ain't no way, no doubt. No religion is qualified, huh? No religion is qualified to say that they're going to go to heaven on their own religion. And religion, woo, my God, religion is one of the devastating ways to try to get to heaven. Religion is an act of service, what you believe in. Now, if you believe any other way to get to heaven, that's your religion. Now, Christianity, I want to let you know, Christianity is not a religion. No. Don't, they got that wrong. Christianity is a relationship of the forgiveness of your sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid the price on Calvary. He died for your sin, your lying, your backbiting, your whoremongering, your incest. He died for your iniquities. And sin is nasty. Sin is ugly. Sin is rotten. Sin is downgrading. And men are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. My mother conceived me. And I was a sinner up until Christ came into my life. When he came into my life, he changed my life forever. I'll never be the same again. Oh, yes, I'm not going around talking about I'm sinners. I ain't never sinned. I don't practice sin. Uh-huh. Come on now. Because when I practice sin, that means something is wrong. That means I really don't know Christ because the Spirit of God convicts me. It tells me. It lets me know I'm out of place. It lets me know that I need more power. It lets me know that I need to repent. Ooh, ain't nobody perfect on this planet. We're striving for perfection. We're striving for perfection. But I'm here today to let you know, amen, that number one, Jesus Christ still saved. A lot of people say, well, I can't go to church no more. Yes, you can. You can go, but it's where you're going. Amen. Are you going to a church where the preacher is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is he preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is he preaching the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Is he preaching the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? You know what Jesus Christ went through? Ooh, is he telling you what he went through? He went through something that you couldn't go through. No man on this earth could go through. God went through every avenue to try to not find somebody, but he knew he couldn't find nobody because nobody was qualified. So God became man. God, man, He became human, 100% human and 100% God. And he died and went back to heaven. And he said, like I said, he's coming back again. How close are we to the return of Jesus Christ? It's right at your front door. It's at the end time. We're living in the last days, the last hour, the last minute. A lot of people don't believe it because the world has been deceived. The whole world has been deceived. It's been tricked. It's been fooled. And we know who the big fool is. Satan is. Satan is a liar, backbiter. He's a fallen cherubim. Fallen cherubim. He's a fallen angel. He was one of the most mightiest angels that God had created. And when he created him out of beauty. He was so beautiful that his beauty got next to him, and he thought by him being so beautiful that he could what? Overthrow God Almighty. Overthrow God Almighty and sit on God's throne and rule the universe. That's what he wanted to do. That's what he wanted to tell the world. I'm God. I'm the mighty one. But guess what? He is a created being. God is a self-existent one. He always existed. He always existed. He always existed. He existed before anything was made. He was alone one time. He was all by himself because he's a self-God, all by himself. And he made man out of the dust of the ground. And by him making man out of the dust of the ground and the rebellion that went on in heaven, woo, some eons and eons, ages ago, guess what? Satan said, I'm going to destroy mankind. I'm going to destroy God's plan. I'm going to destroy his church. I'm going to destroy the world. And I'm planning on trying to damn everybody's soul to go to hell. I want everybody to go to hell. Satan is saying, I want everybody to go to hell with me. And in order to do that, I must be able to deceive the world. And guess what? The world has been deceived because man is taking the side of Lucifer. The world today loves wickedness. They love lying. They love backbiting. They love drugs. They love fornication. They love all that rotten stuff that Satan is causing men to do to turn against God. And guess what? The devil has got the world blind to recognize God is not going to let this go on for so much longer. He's not going to let it go on for so much longer because it's at a peak now where men are killing each other. Men are raping the women. Child pornography is a rampage. Drugs is taking over. Street gangs and all this stuff that's going on today is uncontrollable. And the world is saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What you need to do. You need to repent. America needs to repent. Every human being upon this planet needs to repent, but they're not going to turn from sin. They're not going to turn from sin because sin is pleasurable. Sin is enjoyable. Sin, people love sin. And if you love sin, it's difficult for you to turn from it. But Jesus Christ said, I'm going to save the ones that want to be saved. God is not going to press salvation upon you. He's not going to beat you across the head. He's not going to force nothing no more. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Let the drunkard come. Let the adulterer come. Let the liar come. Let the homosexual come. Let the lesbian come. Let anybody that want to come and accept my son, I'll help him. I'll give him the spirit. I shed my blood for him. I came back from the dead for him. I want to save him. That's what God wants. He wants the souls of men. He wants the souls of men, young boys and girls. He wants the souls of every nationality upon this planet. God is not some kind of male soberness and want to rule people that don't want to be ruled. He wants to come into your life and change your life so you can be happy, so you can be happy, so you can be joyful, so you can one day spend eternity with Jesus Christ forever, because you can't go to heaven unless you get the message that Jesus Christ gave Nicodemus. Ye must be born again. That's what I want to get to you. That's the first thing I want to get to you. That's why I want to drill in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul, to let you know It's going to take Christ to save your soul. We're living in the last days. We will be covering some subjects, amen, that I got down here listed. Amen. Watchman on the wall. This is the End Time Radio Ministry preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we are living in the last days. We're living in the time just before an event that's going to happen pretty soon. Yes, it is. It's going to happen. And that is the rapture of the church is soon to occur. It is soon, very soon, sooner than I think it is, sooner than you think it is, sooner than a lot of preachers who think it is. A lot of people think it's far off, but it's not far off. It's right at your doorstep. Christ is getting ready to remove his body, and his body is a blood-washed body that people have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Watchman on the wall, end time ministry. End time is here. We'll be trying to cover a few things. Amen. I got about an hour to do this. Amen. The rapture of the church. Amen. Is next on the list. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back. He's coming back to get a church, as I said before. The Antichrist, I want to let you know, this is a fact. This is not no something I made up. I didn't read it in the magazine. I didn't read it in Jet. I didn't read it in Good Housekeeping. I didn't read it in Playboy. I didn't read it in the Penthouse. I read it in the Bible. The Antichrist is here. He's alive, and he's waiting for Pacific time. Next, the peace treaty will be signed after the catching away of God's people. In other words, the church must be gone before the peace treaty can sign. Amen. When the peace treaty is signed by the Antichrist, the seven-year tribulation will begin. The seven-year tribulation is consisted of 7 years of judgment on the earth. I say 7 years of judgment on the earth. The earth is getting ready to go into judgment. The church is getting ready to go into judgment. The nations of the world is getting ready to go into judgment, although they don't want to go, but they're getting ready to go into judgment during the seven-year tribulation. It will be so horrific. It will be so terrible. That men, the only men, the only women, the only boys and girls that will be able to stand during this tribulation period are those that put their trust in Jesus Christ. If your trust is in any other God, any other denomination, any other occult, you're going to fail, because the Bible says there is no other name given among men, no other name given among men. No other name given among men whereby you can be saved, S-A-V-E-D, once and for all. And I mean once and for all. Can't be saved three times. You can't be saved four times. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Saved is knowing who Jesus Christ is. Going to church is good. You need to go to church. But when you go to church, make sure you're hearing the word of God. Because a lot of churches today, men are not preaching, say, Jesus and him crucified, died on Calvary's cross, need to be born again. Men, preachers are not preaching hell, fire, and brimstone no more. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I get scared when you talk about that. Well, you need to get scared, because I'm not trying to scare the hell out of you. I'm just trying to tell you, amen, you don't want to go to hell. Because if you go to hell, you're going to be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever for one reason. One reason. That's the only reason you're going to hell. You rejected the salvation that Jesus Christ brought through his own blood. You rejected the cross. You rejected the death of Jesus Christ. You rejected the suffering of Jesus Christ. You reject the burial of Jesus Christ, and you rejected the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You're going around talking about you going to heaven and don't know nothing about what the power of God can do for your life. He can change you. He can put the love of God in your heart, amen, that you can love what? Everybody. Everybody. You got to love everybody anyway before you get to heaven, amen. You can't like nobody. Mm-mm. You can't like nobody. I am so way in the Bible where it says like one another. It says, love ye one another, because I first loved you and gave my son to you that you can have eternal life. Amen. And during the tribulation period, if you can catch on to this, amen, if you can catch on to what I'm trying to talk about, I know it come all of a sudden. But during the tribulation period, the church will be caught up. And after the church is caught up, there won't be one person on this earth, amen, that's saved. There won't be, all will be plain sinners. They won't know who, they don't know Jesus Christ. So they will be left here. If you're left here, you will face the Antichrist. Absolutely. If you don't die before that time, you will face the Antichrist. You will face the man of sin, the son of perdition. You will face, I can tell you right now, you're going to face the raw devil. You're going to see what the devil really is like. Because this here man is going to be an instrument for Satan to use. He's going to be incarnated in his body. He's going to be incarnated in his body. Satan is going to enter into his body, and he is going to do what? He is going to rule the world for the last 3.5 years. 3.5 years, Satan, through the Antichrist, will rule the world. The first 3.5 years will be kind of kosher. In other words, people will be saying, oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But when the Antichrist comes along and says he is Jesus Christ, the world will say, yes, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting this for a long time, that somebody will come to this planet and straighten it out and make it better. This Antichrist is going to have a deception going on. He's going to fool a whole lot of people and making them believe and making them think that this man that's coming on the scene is Jesus Christ, and he is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not coming from the earth. He's coming from heaven. Jesus Christ will descend from heaven. Woo, that's the difference between the false Christ and the true Christ. The false Christ will come from the Western Europe. A false Christ will come, and he will go to Jerusalem. The true Christ will come from glory. He will come from glory and power, and in great glory will he descend from heaven. He would rapture the church up. Get this now. He would rapture the church up. When he raptured the church up, the church will be going to the judgment seat of Christ. I'm going to talk this through to you. Amen. I've got scriptures in the Bible, but if I try to give you the scriptures, amen. If I try to give you the scriptures, it would take time to get the scriptures and read it to you. So I'm going on what I already read, and if you don't verify what I read, then you got to read it yourself. But in the Bible, it says that the rapture of the church will occur at any time, any minute, any second, and no man knows the hour, no man knows the day, but he said, when I come, be ready. How can you be ready? You have to be saved. You got to be saved to be ready. Amen. If you're not saved, you're not ready. You got to be born again before you can be ready, because when he comes, he's going to come to those that have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God through Jesus Christ's shed blood. You cannot get the Holy Spirit unless you repent of your sins and confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, thou shalt be saved. So what we got? After the rapture of the church, there won't be one saved person on this planet. And since the church is gone, who's going to preach the gospel? Who will preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Woo! If you don't know who's going to preach the gospel, I'm going to give you some information coming from the Word of God. And that Word of God, the only one that's going to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, you will read about 144,000 Jews that will be preaching the gospel during the tribulation period. They will preach for 3.5 years while the church is in heaven being judged by Jesus Christ at the beam of judgment seat of Christ. The church will be judged, and all those that receive the Holy Ghost through the blood of Jesus Christ will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and they will be judged according to their works, what they have done here on this earth as a saint of God. All right? What you have done for Christ was the only thing will stand. What you've done in the flesh is like wood, hay, and stubble. What you've done through the Spirit of God is like gold, silver, and brass. So you will be rewarded for your works at the judgment seat of Christ. That's the born-again believer. The sinner man will not be there. The sinner man is left on earth, and he will have to face the Antichrist and face the preaching of the 144,000 Jews that will be preaching out of Jerusalem for 3.5 years. God is going to bring the Jews back into the fold and let them fulfill 7 years of preaching the gospel. First 3.5 years, it will be what? It will be the 144,000. The second 3.5 years will be the two witnesses, which is Moses and Elijah, and they will preach for 3.5 years. That is called, amen, the tribulation period and the preaching of the gospel by the Jewish people. Woo! Now, let me break that down for you. The Jews is God's chosen people. I said the Jews is God's chosen people. And since the Jews is God's chosen people, God had promised them that he would deal with them 490 years. I want to sink in slow because this is not preached in the churches today. This is not preached in the church, and it needs to be preached. God had promised the Jewish people, the seed of Abraham, that he would deal with the Jews for 490 years. He will bring the Jews back into the land in the end time. Well, from 606 B.C., after 70 years that the Jews were in captivity, and 44 B.C., the Jews were set free to go back to Jerusalem. And from 444 to A.D., God dealt with the Jews. God dealt with the Jews from what? 440 B.C. until 30 A.D. God dealt with the Jews, rebuilt the walls, amen, brought back the Jews from all four corners of the earth until 30 A.D. when Jesus Christ came riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass, and the next week they crucified him, the Jews were cut off. The Jews were cut off. But when they were cut off 7 years short. They was cut off at 483 years. The Jews were cut off because when Jesus Christ came to the Jews received him not, but as many received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And by their disobedience, by their rebellion, by their sinning against the holy God, God cut them off 7 years short. You got that now? 7 years short, the Jews were cut off. And when they were cut off, God grafted the church in. God grafted the church in. I want to say that real slow. God grafted the church in, and for 2,000 years, God cut the Jews off. For 2,000 years, God cut the Jews off. And he said, at the end of the church age, after the rapture of the church, the body of Christ will be lifted up from the planet, going on to judgment. God cut them off 7 years short. And what he's going to do when the church is excommunicated, God is going to bring the Jews back. He's going to bring them back because he owed them 7 years. He owed them 7 years to deal with them because 483 years, you add 7 years on to 483, you get 490 years. God promised Abraham, promised Isaiah, Jeremiah. He promised all those prophets that he was going to what? He was going to grab them back in to be a nation and to fulfill the last 7 years to preach the gospel to the Gentile nations, because the Gentile nations, they failed God. And how could God fulfill the preaching of the gospel? Through the church, the body of Christ. But what? The church failed God. The church failed God. We all have failed God in some way. And the church has failed God because the churches today are not preaching repentance. They're not preaching holiness. And holy is nothing but a sanctified life. Sanctified life. You've been set apart from sin. Sin has no dominion over you. Sin can't control you. Man, oh, days. You ought to feel the power of God when you become a child of God. Sin cannot dominate you. And by sin cannot dominate you is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so what's happening now? What's happening now, the church is getting ready to be removed from the planet. And after it's been removed from the planet, God is going to grab the Jews back in, and they're going to preach the last 7 years the gospel of the kingdom. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and he's coming back. He's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom, because right now we're closer to the millennial kingdom than we ever have been. But before the millennial kingdom ever come into existence or come into play, the seven-year tribulation must be fulfilled. And now we in the position now for the seven-year tribulation to enter into it, because according to the Bible, the last church age in the Bible, I'm going to show you right now in the book of Revelation. Let's get it. Amen. The last church age is found in the third chapter of Revelation. And we're going to find out what kind of condition this church is in. What are they doing? And how do Christ feel about this church? Listen what the angels say into the seven churches of Asia Minor. It says this, in the church of Laodicea, the 14th verse of the third chapter of what? The third chapter of Revelation. Revelation is the unrevealing of Jesus Christ. Christ is going to be revealed to the world at the end of the tribulation. He's going to be revealed to the whole round world. Listen to what it says in the third chapter, the 14th verse. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and the true, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because ye are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you. I will gurgitate you. I will spew you out of my mouth. Jesus Christ is talking to the Laodicean church because they were neither hot, neither they were cold. He said, because you say, I am rich, become wealthy, have need of nothing, do not know that you are wretched, you are miserable, you are poor, you are blind, and you are naked. This church is called Laodicea because they're neither hot nor cold. They're lukewarm. What's a lukewarm? Lukewarm is hypocrites. You got a lot of people in churches that's hypocrite. They saying they are Christian. They saying that they love the Lord. They saying that they're doing God's work. But they're hypocrite. They still partaking in sin and then call themselves a child of God, saved from sin, but yet still they're partaking in sin. They're worshiping idols. They're worshiping preachers. They're worshiping the Pope. They're worshiping everything but the Son of God. They will not repent of their sins. And Jesus Christ said, I wish you would be hot or cold, but you're lukewarm, so you are going to be gurgitated out of my mouth. And I'm going to remove the candlestick from your presence. Because you say I'm rich, wealthy. There's a lot of people in churches, big churches, mega churches, that's got a whole lot of money, and they are prospering financially. They got money hanging out their ears. They got money. They're buying stuff. They're going places. They're doing all kinds of work and doing, saying, this is what God wants me to do. Well, God is not worried about your works. He want to know about your repentance. He want to know about how you turned from your wicked ways. He want to know how you've been saved. He want to know all this, and he already knows, but he wants you to experience his power, because listen to the five things that a person who say they're Christians and not. Listen what he said. He said, ye are wretched. You are miserable. You are poor. Spiritually, you are poor. You are blind. And you are completely naked. You're walking in spiritual nakedness. You don't have no covering. You don't have no salvation. You're just going on what you know by your head, but you have never, never felt the power of God in your life. You're going around talking about you love God and you hate your brother. And the Bible says already, if a man says he love God and hate his brother, he's a stone-faced liar. He didn't say stone-faced, but that's what I'm saying. He's a stone-faced liar. How can you love God whom you never seen and your brother is right here in me? You got a whole lot of hypocrites in the house of God. You got a whole lot of hypocritical preachers that's not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not preaching salvation. They're not preaching the second coming of Jesus Christ. They're not preaching the holiness of God. They're not preaching the rapture. They're not preaching, listen to what I'm saying. They're not preaching sanctification. They're not preaching the 144,000 or what's going to happen after the rapture of the church. They're not preaching the mark of the beast. They're not preaching of the 666 number and telling people, oh, my God, all this corona stuff that's been going around is only a type and shadow of what's getting ready to happen to this planet. And what's getting ready to happen this planet, the government is going to change. It's going to change so drastic that you ain't going to be able to buy and sell unless you receive a mark on the back of your hand or on your forehead. And let me tell you, when the church occurs, it's going to be like a twinkling of an eye. It's going to be so fast. Amen. My clothes are still going to be standing up when I leave this planet. My God. And I don't have to be in the house of God to go to heaven. I don't have to go to church to go to heaven, because the church is you. The church is the born-again believer that have been saved and sanctified by the crucifixion of the only true God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't you know he died on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago for your rotten sins, for your low-down talking, for your cussing and for your lying and for your drinking and for your drugs? And he died for everything. He died for all the audacity of sin and all the obliterating of sin, and yet still men are trying to protect and trying to pretend that they know Jesus Christ, and they'll shoot you in a minute. They'll cuss you out in a minute. They'll lie on you in a minute. They'll talk about, I'm talking about church folks now. Ooh, I'm not talking about born-again believer. I'm talking about church folks that call themselves an example of how to live, how to walk, how to talk. Good God Almighty. Listen to what it says. I find that you are wretched, you are miserable, you are poor, and you are blind. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and you anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. In other words, there were some in this church, amen, that need to repent. And the Lord is telling them, amen, you are rich. But let me tell you, he said that you may be clothed. Clothed in what? Righteousness. Clothed in righteousness. Do you have a covering for your sin this morning? Do you have a covering for your all the stuff that you done did? And I'm not leaving myself out. Oh, no, 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 no. No, I'm not no self-righteous preacher. I'm not no high almighty preacher. I'm just a plain preacher preaching the plain word, giving you the plain message to let you know you must be born again. Letting you know that a choir is all right to have. Amen. Singing inspiration is all right to have. It's all right to have celebration. But let me tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, all that celebration that you're shouting and jumping about is in vain, because a lot of people are trying to shout and don't know how to shout because they ain't got nothing to shout about. They're trying to put on the front. Woo! As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten it. Therefore, be zealous and repent. in this church, Jesus Christ is saying, as many as I love, because there's some people mixed up in here. You see, everybody in church ain't saved. Everybody that go to church ain't saved. Huh? And people that don't go to church, that don't mean they ain't saved, because the house don't save you. It's the blood of Christ that saves you. There's some people don't want to go to church, because when they go to church, they get stereotyped, they get talked about, they want to know the yo-yo business, where you come from, and who are you, and the preacher's not preaching the word of God, they're preaching motivation speeches, they're preaching money, grabbing, greedy, they're trying to make money off of you, they're trying to tell you if you don't give, God can't bless you, amen, God can bless anybody he want to bless, amen, maybe you don't have to give. People, the church folks today, amen, are finding out it ain't money. Money, whoo, money used to be the first priority. They don't. We need money. We need money for this. We need money for that. No, you need the gospel preached to. He said, and those that I love, I ask them to repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, I will come unto him and dine with him, and he be with me. To him who overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, and also overcame, sat down in my Father's on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said into the church. This is the last church age. And the churches today is filled with all kinds of sins of the flesh, all kinds of sins of blasphemy. Some churches, not all. Some just have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. They have never been regenerated. They have never been saved. They have never known what it is to have your life changed completely from darkness to light. Jesus Christ said, walk in the light as he's in the light. And if you walk in the light as he's in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. My God, don't you understand? This is the last church age, because Jesus said, amen, in the last day there shall be a great falling away. There shall be a falling away from the faith and the blood of Jesus Christ. There shall be a falling away from righteous living through Jesus Christ. There's a falling away from preachers preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Woo, with a power that if you don't repent, you will likewise perish. If you don't turn from your sins, you will die and go to hell and burn forever. Not just 3 days, not 4 days, but forever. Is there a hell? You better believe there's a hell. Jesus Christ himself spoke more about hell than he did heaven. He told the Pharisees, woe unto you. He told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you come here with your long gowns on. You come here talking all that yang. You come here talking all the law and talking all the concepts and precepts of giving the law. He said, but let me tell you, you may clean your cup on the outside, but you in the own inside is like a dead man's graveyard. You're full of dead bones. You call yourself a child of God and you condemning everybody else. You call yourself a child of God and you talking about everybody else but yourself. You call yourself a child of God and you love certain people. But let me tell you, there's one thing that's going to have to be in heaven. Woo! One thing going to have to be in heaven, and that's the love of God. And if you don't have the love of God in your heart, with a changed life, because you can't love people without love of God. Did you hear what I said? I said, you can't love people unless you have the love of God. And if you say you have the love of God, I done told you. If you say you have the love of God and you hate your brother, you're a liar. I'm not talking about just your color. I'm talking about all colors, because God is the Savior of the whole round world, every nationality. Jesus Christ died for on this earth. He didn't die just for the white folks. He didn't die just for the black folks. He didn't die just for the Jew. He died for the whole round world. And if you want to go to heaven and have a good time and you want to enjoy the riches and the glory of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to be born again. And the only way you can be born again is through Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ comes into your life, he brings his love in there, because Christ is love. Good God Almighty, the Bible tells me in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he loved the souls of men, he loves his creation. He wants everybody to come to him and change their life and live for him, not just on Sunday morning, not just on the weekend, but live for him every day, that men and women, boys and girls can be glorified through your lifestyle. So what you got? You got the last church. Laodicean church is known as the hypocritical church. And when Christ comes back for the church, there's some people in this church that's going to be raptured out, not because they did good works, not because they in the high class, not because they did a certain thing, but because they accepted Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to change their body in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. That's the third chapter of what? Revelation. And out of the last church, a Laodicea, there are seven churches. There are seven churches from the first chapter of Revelation to the third chapter. The name of those seven churches is the church of Ephesus, which is a backsliding church. The church of Smyrna, which is a persecuted church. The church of Pergamos is a compromised church. The church of Thyatira is what? The church of Thyatira is the marriage church. That's when the church marries the world. The church of Sardis is the Protestant churches. The church of Philadelphia is the evangelist church. And the church of Laodicea is the hypocritical last day end time church that will go into the great tribulation and be what? Destroyed by God Almighty in the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, the 14th chapter, the 15th, 16th, and 17th chapter tells you exactly how this church is going to come up. It's going to come up as a great whore in the 17th chapter of Revelation. Let me just get that for you. Amen. And let you read what this church is like. Woo, listen, yeah, listen to me. Amen. I'm trying to get enough in here. Amen. To get you on fire. It says this year, 17th chapter of Revelation. It says, 17th chapter, and then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying unto me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters. The many waters is the population of the earth. Many waters represent all the nations of the world. That's many waters, in whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit up on a scarlet beast, which was full of names and blaspheming, and the seven heads and the ten horns. My God, look at what it said. And the woman was arrayed, and she was decked out. She was looking good. Purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having her hand in her hand a golden cup full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication, on her forehead, and her name was written. So what you're saying? It's saying, what is this? Mystery Babylon, the great whore, the mother of harlots, and of the abomination of the earth. This is the false church. This is the lying unbelievers. These are people who have not accepted Jesus Christ, and the woman represents the church, the bride of Satan, and Satan is the head of this church. He is the leader of all this that's going on in the day. All this whorish stuff that's going on the planet today in these churches, Satan is the head of it. He is having people worship sex, worship money, worship adultery, worship fornication, worship all the wickedness that they can bring inside the church. And just because you're Catholic, just because you a Baptist. Just because I don't care what the name of the church, all the occults, all the Illuminatis, and all the devil worshipers that try and say that you're worshiping Christ, and they're not worshiping Christ, they're worshiping the devil. And you'll find a lot of Illuminatis in Hollywood. Hollywood is full of Illuminati, Satan worshippers. They're worshiping the devil. They're paying for their souls. They're giving up their soul for a large sum of money. They'll do anything for $1 million. They'll do anything for $1 billion. And these folks try to claim that they know Jesus Christ. Well, that's a lying wonder, because you can't mix sin with righteousness. You can't mix sin with the blood of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ's blood is separated. It's separated from all sin. Because he did no sin. He knew no sin. But he took sin, my sins and your sin, up on Calvary's cross and went down in the grave for 3 days and three nights and came up out of the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And now, in this present day that we're living in, he's getting ready to get the true church. And all the churches that claim Christ, the big test is going to come. When God, through Jesus Christ, is going to blow the trumpet. When Jesus Christ blows that trumpet, that's the biggest test to find out if you know Jesus Christ or not. To find out if you have you been saved. To find out have you been born again. To find, but I ain't going to wait that long. I ain't wait. I'm going to find out now. And that's what you need to do. You need to find out, Lord, am I saved? Am I sanctified? Lord, I go to church. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't lie. I don't think, well, you done something. And if you practicing that, amen, you need Christ right now. You need Jesus Christ in your life right now. And quit trying to depend upon your good works, because your good works will never, 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 never save you. Your works will never save you. I don't care how good you are or how sweet you are or how kind you are. You got to be born again. And that's the only way that when the trumpets blow, Christ is getting ready to come back. And when he gets ready to come back, he's going to rapture the church. And you say, well, Brother Bazaar, how close are we to the rapture? We are so close. And I'm going to give you some information on how close we are. The last 3 months, there has been a great Bible prophecy that has been fulfilled, and it's being fulfilled today, right now, 24/7. Every day is being fulfilled, and that is 38 and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, the major prophet, prophesied that in the very last days, just before Christ comes back, just before Gog and Magog, just before Gog and Magog make an attack up on Jerusalem, because that's where Putin is headed. He's headed for Jerusalem. He ain't worried about Ukraine. He just want to use Ukraine for his base. And but when the Bible tells me in the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, Putin is going to gather up an army from around the Eastern Europe area. He's going to gather up all the nations of the world, not all the whole world, but part of the nations of the world. He's going to gather them up, and he's going to come down on the holy mountains of what? Israel. Jesus Christ says through the book of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel said, when you see this coming, Putin is getting ready to what? Capture or try to capture the Middle East. This is a sign. This is a great Bible prophecy, end time prophecy that's going to happen pretty soon. And it's going to happen during the feast of God's appointed times. The feast of God's appointed times. The 7 day feast of the Jewish nations. The 7 feast days of the Jewish nation, the first 4 has been fulfilled. Listen to me what I'm saying. The first 4 has been fulfilled, and they are the Passover, the unleavened bread, the first fruits, and the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost will be fulfilled in June, between June the 1st and June the 3rd, the day of Pentecost will be fulfilled, saying that 2,000 years ago, the day of Pentecost was fulfilled when the Spirit of God descended from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting, and that was the conception and the conception of the church of the living God. And now the church has been on this earth for 2,000 years, and we're at the end of the 2,000 years, and now the church is getting ready to be raptured. And when it is raptured, Israel will take over and preach the gospel for 7 years, 144,000, and the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, will preach the gospel until the world will hear the gospel everywhere. And Jesus Christ said the end shall not come until the gospel is preached to around the world. And now we got the technology. We got Instagram. We got Facebook. We got YouTube. We got Twitters. We got all kinds of communication that the whole world can witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's coming back again. He's coming back to get what? The church. And then he's going to deal with Israel. And what he's going to do with Israel. He's going to do with Israel just like the day of Pentecost, but it's going to be more, it's going to be more dynamic. The day of Pentecost was right there in Jerusalem, but the 144,000 is going to be worldwide. The whole world. Listen to me what I'm saying. I got about 5 minutes. The whole world is going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ through the Jewish nation. And the Jewish nation is getting prepared now to do what? They're getting ready to mount up in the book of Revelation. Mount up at the 7th chapter. Listen to what it says. And I'm gonna have to close, but I'll tell you one thing. Come back this evening at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and we're going to continue this. In the 7th chapter of Revelation, we read that John said, I saw 144,000 that were sealed. And he said when they were sealed by God Almighty through the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to take 12,000 Jews from each tribe. 12 tribes, 12,000. 12 times 12 is 144,000. Listen what it says in the 7th chapter of Revelation. We haven't entered it yet because the church is still here. And he says, out of the tribe of Judah, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 will be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. For 3.5 years, the world, listen what I'm saying. The world will hear the gospel preached through every internet, every Facebook. People will be looking. People will be saying, yes, something is getting ready to happen. And that what's getting ready to happen, Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back to the earth. But before that preaching can continue on, they tell me after they preach for that period of time, they tell me John looked again. And he looked again, and he said, I see a number that no man can number. Who are these, and where did they come from? Well, these are called the tribulation period. These are called the tribulation saints. These are the people that was left here after the rapture of the church that heard the gospel, that received Jesus Christ, and it will be a large number that will get saved during the tribulation period, a number that no man can number. And John asked the question, where did these come from and who are they? These are the tribulation saints. These are the people that was left here after the rapture of the church that will hear the gospel and receive Christ in their life. And they will have to go through the great tribulation. The last 3.5 years, they're going to have to go and face the Antichrist. This is Brother Bazaar, End Time Ministry. This is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ? If you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to know him now. You need to repent of your sins. You need to come to Christ. You need to quit playing around with God Almighty. You need to quit saying that you know him and don't live like him. Live like him. Live in love. If you live in love, you can live like him. If you don't have the love of God, you can't live like Jesus Christ. Everybody thinks you've got to be exactly like Jesus Christ. But if